You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
The situation in Manus Island is ongoing as 600 refugees are remaining in the centre without food, water, power or medicine. For context, can you tell me a bit about how and why this has happened?
So the situation on Manus is the result of Australia's Pacific Solution, which is a policy to deter asylum seekers from arriving by boat into Australia. So the solution is to ship them to offshore detention centres on Manus and Nauru. Manus has since closed. Broad Spectrum's contract ended on the October 31st, which was last week. They are a wholly Australian-owned subsidiary of Ferrovial, which is a Spanish multinational, which has been accused of human rights abuses against refugees, specifically more so on Nauru, but also on Manus.
And so just since their contract ended, these refugees are just stranded now because of a business contract?
They are essentially stranded, and this is because New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 refugees a year from Australia's detention centres. It remains on the table, but it has been rejected by Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, and this happened yesterday during Ardern's visit to Australia, and he said that we are not taking it up at this time, for now, and he is wanting to give priority to a US deal, which he said would see 1,250 refugees resettled. But this comes amidst, it was a deal done with Obama. Trump has said that he's, not so keen on it. And only 50 refugees have been resettled from Nauru and Manus in the States in the last 12 months. So this priority deal with the US doesn't bode very well for these refugees. And the centre has actually been ruled illegal and unconstitutional by the PNG Supreme Court. This happened in April 2016 last year. And for all of Jacinda Ardern's claims that it's hard to ignore the human face of the situation, we're not really applying hard pressure to Australia, for them to take us up on this offer. There are fears about national security on Australia's part and that this is a backdoor into the country. So it's really just Australia continuing to push its inhumane policy against one of the most vulnerable people in the world.
Well, why do you think they can't accept both New Zealand and America's offer? Like, surely politics shouldn't be getting in the way of these people's lives.
I think it's just, it comes down to the divide in Australia at the moment, the left and the right around this issue. Australia fears, its terrorism threat is quite high. It fears for its national security. It's had this policy against asylum seekers or boat people for some time, and it doesn't seem that they're going to waver on this, which is a real shame because it is Australia's responsibility to ensure that the human rights of these refugees are upheld. 600 single men remain on Manus because they fear for their lives after they step outside those gates. And this is not confirmed. People in PNG have spoken up to say, could the media please stop portraying us in a negative light? Please stop lumping us into the same boat. Yes, some of us are opposed to refugees resettling here, but not all of us are. So these kind of talks of violence and refugees being unsafe is a bit unclear. It's a bit wishy-washy at the moment. But the refugees are well within their rights to think like that. And their centre's actually been turned over to PNG's Defence Force. And last week there was news that if refugees left the gates, they wouldn't be allowed back in. And they're hoarding water. They have no power. These people are in desperate need of medical supplies. They do suffer from a lot of psychological and psychiatric issues because of their treatment by Australia.
And how are they getting access to the supplies they need? Are they getting any access at all, or are they just sort of stranded without resources? Do you know?
Stranded without resources, essentially. Attempts to bring in food, water, etc., haven't been successful. So from news reports I saw last week and the videos as well, and news, and then, you know, tweets and stuff like that, is that they've kind of saved as much water as they possibly could in rubbish bins, you know, those big rubbish bins with lids, and that's the way that they're getting their water. And they said that, you know, if we have a bit of rice, we can sustain ourselves for months.
Green Party leader James Shaw told me last week that he thinks Australia doesn't want New Zealand to be seen as picking up their slack. Do you think this is also part of Australia's sort of lack of accepting help?
It's hard to say what Australia and what Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull are thinking. It all really just ties into their very inhumane policy around refugees. I'm not too sure if, you know, they are scared of New Zealand lending a helping hand. You know, their excuse at the moment, to me, it seems it's an excuse, is to say that, you know, this is a threat to national security. We don't want them coming in through the back door, which is essentially to say that we don't want these people in Australia, which is a terrible way to think of refugees. They're not, you know, as much as mainstream media and media around the world lately kind of pretends to portray refugees as terrorists. You know, they're not all terrorists, but it's a select few who are. And that is only because, you know, ISIS might have infiltrated, things like that. So it's just this, you know, this negative characterisation of refugees, which we've had for a long time against anyone who is foreign, et cetera, et cetera.
And so these 600 people that are stranded with no resources, what do you think is going to happen to them?
They have several options, but none of them seem very viable at the moment. They can voluntarily relocate to Nauru, which is Australia's other offshore detention centre. Now, that has been described as many NGOs, especially Amnesty International, as an open-air prison. It is on a former phosphate mine. The island was mined for phosphate during the 1990s until it finally dried up. So they're essentially living on a very barren, under-resourced island. And so they have this option of transferring to another prison, which is Nauru. The US resettlement offer is there. They've only accepted 50 refugees in the past 12 months, so I don't see that as a very positive, you know, viable option. They can resettle into the community in PNG, and this is in the nearby town of Lorengau. But reports have said that those facilities aren't actually adequately set up yet, so they're pretty much going from one inadequate facility to another. So it's either Nauru, the US, or PNG. So there's no option for them to come to New Zealand. Australia is adamant that they're not going to end up in Australia. So it's just, it is a bit of a humanitarian crisis, as the UN has described.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this situation?
I spoke to Tracy Barnett, a journalist and founder of Wage Peace New Zealand, last week, and she said that New Zealand should be applying huge pressure to the Australian government. And she said that for Ardern, this marked a perfect opportunity for us to stand back, you know, and say that, you know, we've got a new government, this is a new possibility. Let's talk about doing this as a one-off offer instead and helping you evacuate the camps, but you must not reopen them, as opposed to taking 150 refugees only a year, which is off our quite our low quota. It's only 750 a year at the moment. It is going up to, you know, around 1,500, but for other refugees who aren't on Australia's detention centres, this has significantly lowered our already, what Tracy described as, you know, our poor quota. She said New Zealand has never pulled its weight when it comes to our quota. We rank 95th worst in the world per capita for the total number of refugees and asylum seekers we host. And then if you measure that by our GDP, that's 121st worst in the world. So New Zealand's refugees is not rosy as well, but I would say that Australia's is a lot worse, given that they have this poor inhumane stance on refugees.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.